AOL has changed such a lot.
AOL has just changed dramatically.
Give me just the major outlines of this change.
I mean, I think, you know, the heritage of AOL as being the way in which people access the internet, you know, and the online, and we still have a strong membership business. But really, AOL has become much more of a media and ad technology company. Our primary business today is advertising and working not only with major brands around the world, but also working with publishers on helping them to monetize their content through advertising. So, you know, this particular past year has been very aggressive. As you may know, we were acquired by Verizon, the major telco company in the States. We took over Microsoft's advertising business. So we run MSN, Xbox, Outlook, Skype. We've made huge investment in mobile business with the acquisition of a company called Millennial Media, and then just recently announced our intent to acquire Yahoo, which we expect to close sometime in early 2017. So if you think about just what has happened really over the last 14 or 15 months, dramatic change to AOL and the company.
I know when we started AOL in Germany, you have been the first private-owned digital network in Germany at that time. And now you're acquired by something like Verizon. And I remember Verizon very well. They were the first one who gave a keynote, I think, in 2007 at the NRB show.
Yes.
So I think it's a good match for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's great. And, you know, if you think about the way Verizon is looking at their business and knowing that smartphone or certainly carrier penetration has begun to plateau.
Yeah.
And so looking at alternative streams of revenue, they've looked at the fact that, you know, the media and technology business is a place where they want to play,
yeah.
Understanding how to leverage the incredible amount of data that Verizon has. And you know, as we've said number of times, they sit on this oil well of raw data, and the ability to take AOL is essentially the rig that will extract that data, process it, and put it to use.
So you will point the oil.
That's it. Is it, you know, the way in which, you know, we're thinking about it is all of the advancements in technology, and many of them will be based on data. So how do we put that data to use? And, you know, we've got a very strong platform that allows us to do that. We've got amazing content brands like TechCrunch and Engadget and Huffington Post. And so that's self-fulfills. You know, as we learn more about consumers' content habits, that also contributes to the data. It gives us a platform on which we can monetize that data with advertising.
But what is the danger of this enormous challenge? Because the market is defragmenting more and more, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's wrought with a lot of hurdles for us to get over. Both, you know, we have to be, and we are being, incredibly sensitive to personally identifiable information. And, you know, as much as we would have loved to activate the Verizon data on day one, we've taken a very methodical and slow approach to doing what's right for the consumer. So really the danger is moving too quickly in cases like that.
So you try to be a trustful shareholder, not just of the money, but of the mind of the people?
That's it. That's it. Yeah. And, and that's most important, right? It's like still about consumer experience. And, you know, the consumer needs to be the compass by which we direct our business.
Okay, last question is a very simple one. Is there any question I haven't asked, but I should have asked?
Look, just coming off this panel right now is interesting. Whether it's data or the ability to do cross-device targeting or content enablement, the real key is a differentiated, deterministic data source. There are a lot of companies that are in an environment that is inferred or probabilistic, whereas we are in an environment that is highly deterministic.
Yeah.
We know the device ID. We understand the people and building those very trusted data subsets that allow us to go to market.
Last question from my side. Will there be a mental cleavage between the European approach on your data and what you do yourself?
Certainly. You know, right now we are just in the early stages of data policy in the non-US markets is very different. So certainly a mental and operational cleavage.
I appreciate very much your presence. Yeah. I don't think it's your last time in Europe.
No, it
and
is
I don't
not.
Think it won't be your last time in Germany.
No.
So what will be your next step just coming back to Germany? You're going to Oktoberfest?
I went to Oktoberfest last year, I had such a good time, I've got to space it out every few years.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your presence.
Okay.